The Steelers moved practice up yesterday to 10 a.m. They have Friday Night Lights tonight. Chris Carter's been there with the Post-Gazette to cover it all, and we'll get into the sights and sounds of training camp. First, Chris, good morning to you, my friend, our friend. How you doing today?
I'm all right, fellas. How y'all doing today?
So brighten our spirits. A, should the Steelers make a play for Terry McLaurin? B, what would you give up if you're trying to get Terry McLaurin?
Should they? They should inquire. They should try to look into it. I just don't think there's going to be a reasonable middle ground for these two teams, because Omar Khan, with all the moves, all the aggression we have seen as far as, you know, going and trading for Jaden Ramsey, going and getting all the things they've gotten, they're not giving up any 2026 draft picks because they're that concerned about trying to trade up and get that quarterback and capitalize on this upcoming class. And I feel like if you're going to trade for Terry McLaurin, that's something that you're going to give up. The only way I could see this possibly happening is if, like, the Commanders are so desperate and they'll take you know, a Pat Freiermuth swap. But I'm not sure the Steelers would do that because he's 30 years old and Pat Freiermuth is younger than that. I find a hard time. I think that this is going to end up a lot like how Myles Garrett ended up. You know, the Commanders, they just made it to the NFC Championship game. Terry McLaurin is born and bred through their system, and they have a young quarterback who was great with him last year. Why would you separate them? You have the cap space. Pay that man. I know he's 30, and he'll be 30 in, you know, October or whatever, and that's a tricky question. Pay that man right now. You got him with Jaden Daniels. You got a chance to make the Super Bowl. I think the Commanders are going to do it, and it won't be much of an issue down the line.
Chris, we've kicked this question around the last couple of days, and you know, okay, we all have our certain thoughts on it. What do you think, from being up there and seeing, you know, training camp and practice up close and personal, what do you think the Steelers' offensive identity wants to be this year?
It's going to be a mixed balance of a lot of different things. Aaron Rodgers, I think, has allowed Arthur Smith to be more complex in the alignments that he's setting up than I've studied of him since his time with the Steelers last year, Atlanta before that, and Tennessee before that. They're still going to try to be a team that runs the football, but you're seeing this team line up, come out an empty set, but with three wide receivers and two tight ends, and then they'll motion guys around, and then all of a sudden, Jonnu Smith's lining up, you know, in the shotgun right next to Aaron Rodgers and getting ready to take a handoff. They are going to throw so many different alignments at you because they want to trust Aaron Rodgers. When I asked Jonnu Smith about, you know, all the different things and how he's helping, he said Aaron Rodgers is a coach on the field. He sees things. We all trust him. They're going to allow him to get a lot of leeway. Now, that doesn't mean the Steelers are going to be pass happy, but I do think that they're going to be a team that tries to exploit more mismatches and alignments this year and trust that Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to capitalize on it. Whereas the past several years, even before Arthur Smith, they really didn't trust their quarterbacks because the quarterbacks didn't prove trustworthy.
How's Aaron Rodgers coming along? I know there were some, you know, communication issues, some, how would I put this? Just DK Metcalf. Rhythm issues, rust issues. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, it was rough the first, like, week or so. Yesterday was his best practice. I mean, he hit some deep balls. He was reading the defense. And what was funny was Wednesday was the first day in pads. The defense just tore it up. They it was bad. The whole offense was like, we got to be better. And when we talked to DK Metcalf yesterday, he was like, no. After Wednesday, we all got together and we like, we cannot let this happen a second day in a row. And the offense came out, and while they didn't dominate, they did make it a more back and forth approach. There were lots of scraps. Jonnu Smith spiked the ball right at Juan Thornhill's feet, and they got into a scrap. Juan Thornhill rips off his helmet. It was getting nasty. Jalen Ramsey, there was a drill where like they were working on just press at the line of scrimmage on the receivers, and like Jalen Ramsey is just like, everyone get out the way. I'm gonna do this right now. And he takes on Calvin Austin, shuts him down, and then he points at Rock Taylor and he says something. And I'm like, this is Rock Taylor, an undrafted free agent. And Jalen Ramsey's like, I don't care. I don't like you. And he's just talking. He wants all the smoke. And it is a lot of fun. And so Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, real quick, I'm sorry, because the Rodgers answer is good, and I love it. But no. This is me interrupting you. Let's be clear on that. Are they, and this is tough, like, tangibly to wrap your arms around, but I feel like you watch the Steelers against the Ravens, and there's schematic issues and there's personnel issues, but Kirk Herbstreit called them out because There wasn't an edge. They're not playing with an edge. They're laying down and just basically taking what Derrick Henry was giving to them. Are you seeing an edge that's different than you've seen from previous Steelers defenses and all the time you've been covering camp?
I am, Adam. Everyone is scrapping. I mean, even Brandon Echols, who right now is probably the fourth string cornerback, when he's out there and he like breaks up a pass, he points right to the receiver he guarded, and he's like, bleep you. Like, he's coming after it, and everybody has that attitude. And I think Jalen Ramsey honestly added to it. And there was an emphasis to do it, I think, even without him, to be like this. There was an intensity that they wanted to have, and the defensive front was going to have that. But I think Jalen Ramsey, and I talked about this in today's Locked On Steelers episode, I think he's setting up to be like the ultimate villain. Like, TJ Watt is a villain, but he's a nice villain to the teams he plays. Like he'll make the play, but he doesn't, like, you know, call you all sorts of things outside of what your mama called you. You know, he comes out and he'll be, you know, gentlemanly after he sacks you and celebrate with his team and, you know, do a couple things. Jalen Ramsey will talk about you, your mama, everything about you after he beats you up on the field. That is the identity that I think a lot more of the Steelers are taking on. There is an edge, and I do think that is going to play a factor this year.
What have you seen from Roman Wilson and or Calvin Austin III?
I'd still say Calvin Austin is ahead of Roman Wilson, but I will say Roman Wilson had his best day yesterday. He went one-on-one against Joey Porter Jr., and he skied up and took the ball off of Joey. Joey got his hand on the ball, but Roman Wilson was able to pluck it out the air, even did the I'm on your head celebration afterwards. He's been solid, and that was back-to-back days where Roman Wilson caught my eye for doing good things as a wide receiver. So I think he's on the up-and-up, but I'd still place him behind Calvin Austin and, you know, maybe Robert Woods, because Robert Woods is still a good veteran who could do a lot of things right. But Roman Wilson's a very willing blocker, and I think that's going to get him more reps because when they're doing the blocking drills, he's throwing his body at it. And so it's important to note the intensity part that I was talking about. The offense has it too. Like, they're fighting back just as much as the defense is fighting them. So but Roman Wilson's doing well, and Calvin Austin, I think he continues to be a really sharp guy. He's gone at it with Jalen Ramsey a lot because he's beaten Jalen Ramsey on a couple underneath routes with his ability to separate. And so Jalen Ramsey's still the much better player and still wins the majority of those. But when, like, there was one time, I think it was
you have
Sunday.
No idea what day it is. You have no clue.
Yeah. Actually, it's tough to remember. But it was Sunday. Austin caught a pass. The pads aren't even on. He gets up and he pushes Jalen Ramsey, and Jalen Ramsey gets in his face, and they got to get separated. But Calvin Austin, I think he is growing through the trial by fire that is Jalen Ramsey.
Man, the classic iron sharpens iron, Doran. You love to hear it.
I love it. Chris, real quick, who's one rookie that has shown up in practice?
I'll say Derek Harmon was showing up really well before the pads went on. They've only had one pad at practice. He didn't turn my head. The guy that has really surprised me with how much he continues to show up is Wye Black. When the pads weren't on, he was swatting passes at the line of scrimmage. When the pads were on, he is just moving guys. Now, granted, he's playing second team defense against the second team offense, but like, I expected him to be the sixth defensive tackle. He might be like the fourth or fifth, you know, in your right now. And he might be like a good fourth or fifth. Like, part of the problem with the Ravens too was they didn't have guys behind the Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton that they could trust to come in and be physical. Now they do. Dan Aquale looks solid. Wye Black looks really good. I think that he is really impressed me. Caleb Johnson's impressed me with his vision and his ability to run. He needs to work on his pass protection still. But if I chose a rookie that surprised me most, it's Wye Black.
All right, Chris, Broderick Jones. Talk Broderick Jones to us. I know that he was in individual drills the last couple of days. What's the status on him from an injury standpoint? Do you expect him to practice tonight? And what have you seen out of him thus far?
I mean, I've seen him miss when the pads weren't on and not be as solid there. But as I talk with Matt Williamson about this, is like, being an offensive lineman when the pads aren't on is one of the toughest things to do, because now these guys, there's nothing to grab onto, to hold onto. The shoulder pads are such a big part of targeting your hands to block somebody. So it's tough to really evaluate that. And he hasn't been available to really watch since last Saturday. So, will he practice tonight? I hope he does, because it'd be nice to see him in pads. The last 2 days, I thought he looked fine. I think what they're doing, though, is they're taking it easy with these soft tissue injuries. They're not trying to put themselves in a position. Roman Wilson, in fact, said, you know, with his injury, he rushed himself back because he wanted to be back, and that was what messed him up and kept him out for the rest of the season. I think they want to avoid that with Broderick Jones right now. So will we see him tonight? Your guess is as good as mine, but I know that Broderick Jones wants to be back out there. When I see him in the individual drills, he does get after it. He's eager to prove that he's ready this year.
We heard that Caleb Johnson had a rough day, first day of pads. Are you worried about that, or is it just kind of like rookie rust that he needs to knock off?
The main thing he struggled with is backs on backers, which he admitted like before. And he's like, I'm excited to do this because he never really did that before. The Steelers set him up for failure. Mm. They put him up against Malik Harrison, who is this big body, I'm going to crush the running back type of guy. And every time Caleb Johnson was just couldn't get his hands inside of Malik Harrison. And if you can't get your hands inside of a bigger man, he is going to destroy you. And that's just what happened. And I will say this, Caleb Johnson, he showed the spirit that you want because he lost the first rep and the second rep solidly. Like he was, it was a no question who won that. And then he was like, no, I won a third rep. I got to do this. And he came back, Lee Harrison was like, all right. And he still lost it, but he's showing good fight there. Now, when it comes to the other parts of the game, running the football, he does that pretty well. When he gets a hole, he hits it. I like his vision. We got to see it through more extended periods. We will do that tonight because they will be in full pads. But tonight will be a big night for Caleb Johnson. The biggest thing he struggled with is pass protection right now.
Chris, this was wonderful. Yep. It always is, man. We love doing these on Fridays. I know you are. I mean, you are out there just sweating football. And tonight's a great thrill. I mean, when you're out there covering, and you play, you're tired and all that. When you're out there covering it, you're just standing there sweating, and there's no pads yet. So you have one day in pads. Friday Night Lights is always something to look forward to. You get on the bus, and you have all the people waving their terrible towels all around Latrobe. It's an awesome thing. I urge Steelers fans out there, too, if you've never been, put it on your Steelers bucket list. It's super cool. So thank you for coming on. Excited that you're going to have that to break camp up tonight, and we'll talk to you next week, Chris.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
See you, buddy. Chris Carter.